Patrick, you've had a week in the city. What have you learned? What have you enjoyed?
Yeah, it's been a good week. Some golf with Scheif and some good workouts. So it's been good. Good week. Weather's good and nice city. So it's been great.
What's it like to get your T-Mobile contract signed, Patrick?
Yeah, that's quite awesome to sign my first NHL contract. And I've always wanted to do that, and now I've done it, so I'm proud of myself.
What do you think of the reception from the fans here today?
Yeah, there were pretty much people waiting there and asking for autographs and photos, so it was quite amazing to see how many people have come here, so it's been good.
What was the reaction like back home after you went second overall?
Hello?
I think it was pretty nice. It was huge to our country that so many guys went to in the top five, and I was the second pick, so I think it was pretty amazing.
You surprised by the celebrity status you've gotten around town?
I think I'm not the biggest star here. There are some bigger stars, but yeah, it's been nice to signing autographs and taking photos and stuff, and looking forward to getting things started after World Cup.
You have a chance to check out the city or anything like that yet?
Yeah, a little bit, not so much, but yeah, it's obviously a nice city, and I think I'm gonna love being here and make this town my new hometown.
How much time will it be before you're back on the ice? You can skate and whatnot. You got the World Cup coming up. How much more time do you need?
I don't know. I'm not gonna skate a while. Just right before the World Cup, I I don't want to hurt myself, and I don't need much time to be on the ice. I just want to work off ice, work hard, and I think the skating will come after that.
How much are you looking forward to the World Cup?
Yeah, a lot, of course. It's my first kind of huge tournament to play against the best in the world, so it's just so nice to be there and play with other Finnish guys against the world top players. So I think it's going to be a pretty amazing tournament.
Played with a lot of those guys at the World Championships. What do you think? Is there anything you learned or you got that you can think of from that World Championship tournament in Russia?
Maybe a little bit how there must be, how I have to play there, and maybe how I have to handle some situations during the game and stuff. And I got a lot of information and help from my teammates and line mates, so it was nice to be there, and looking forward to going on.
What can you tell us about your knee? Like, what was the actual problem that you had to get?
I don't know. I can't say it in English. I'm not sure what it is in Finnish, so I'm not the right guy to tell you that.
The most interesting thing you signed today?
Yeah, it was. I think this will be a pretty special day. That I first NHL contract, so I think I will remember this day. Right. And yeah, it was great.
And the autographs out there, so you signed someone's back, was that interesting?
No, I've used to that in Finland, so no. That's not a problem. There's pretty much same amount of people in Finland asking autographs and stuff, so I'm not scared or anything.
The World Championship games, I talked to Mark Scheifele a couple of weeks ago after the tournament, and he said Team Canada, they deliberately talked to you on the ice. They're trying to get you off your game. And he said that's the treatment good players get all the time in the NHL. Did he say anything about that at the golf tournament this week?
No, we were focusing on hitting the golf ball far away and not talking about hockey. But yeah, I know that the guys will talk to me and try to get myself off my game. But I think that was my problem when I was juniors, that I lost my game when someone talked to me. But I think that that's not a problem anymore, that I can play when they try to talk.
Now that you've been in the city for a week or so and you get a chance to put the jersey on, the contract and everything, does it, I don't want to say seem real yet, but has it kind of sunk in for you that this is now all in full swing?
Maybe not now. Maybe when I go home, then I'm gonna think about what I've done during these past weeks. And yeah, that's a hard question, but I don't really know now what I've done here and signing these autographs and stuff and signing contracts. But I think it will get much clearer when I go home.
Who are some of the guys that you'll skate with back home in the summer when you get back on the ice?
I don't skate during the summer. I just do off-ice training, and when the season gets closer, then I just go ice and just practice. But I don't go middle of the summer to do on-ice training.
Any purchases in mind for that signing bonus? Or?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give them their signing bonus to my parents. They have so much helped me during the way and made this possible that I'm here. So I think I want to pay them back.